it's a little bit scary having to travel around the world with them. That I've found in the United States in recent years, I most often can take it into the plane with me and put it in the overhead compartments. But every now and then, find a flight that is not big enough. There is no space in the overheads, and so then do have to check it. And also, I know in places like Australia, just you can never take your guitar on the plane with you. They just have different laws there, so I'm always having to check it. And the biggest concern generally for me is not necessarily that it will get broken. I mean, there are horror stories all the time. I'm reading these on Facebook pretty much every other day of someone's guitar being mishandled by a baggage carrier and having a lot of cracks in it or the neck falling off or something. But for me, I'm mostly concerned actually about arriving at the airport and my guitar arriving at a completely different airport in a different country or a different state and sort of then having to work out what to do for the concert that night. So, I mean, there's also stories about that. There was a bass player who recently was flying to the United States from, I think, Brazil and didn't find his bass. There was no sign of his bass for 3 weeks until someone up in Canada found an object in just sitting in a corner and said, actually, this could be someone's bass. So there's a lot of horror stories about travel with instruments. So whenever I don't get to take it in the plane with me, it's always a little bit of concern. Gets the heart rate going a little bit more than I would like.
So you don't buy an extra seat for it?
I don't, no. My wife, who is a cellist, she does. Partly just because I do travel so much that the airfares are already expensive enough. And like, for example, flying to Australia, you know, almost $2,000 to fly there. And so to spend that much more on buying an extra seat for the guitar, it does become very cost prohibitive after a while. And I guess fortunately for me too, Greg Smallman and his two sons, they are still making guitars in Australia. And so I do know that if, you know, knock on wood, if something did happen to my guitar, I could get a replacement at some point in the near future.